Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 17th day in the month of September 2025. The Lord is indeed good and kind to us. This is a brand new day and the Lord is yet ready to do a brand new thing in our lives. And that's why we are excited. You can hear it from my voice also. I'm excited this morning because the Lord has been sustaining me, definitely has a plan for me. And this plan that God has for me is of good and not for evil. The Lord has something beautiful planned for me today, and that's why I'm excited. I want you also to live through today with the joy of the Lord, with expectations in your heart. The Open Heaven Hour is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at the topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, God can make you a solution. God can make you a solution. Our aim for today is taken from Hymn 24. I want to be like Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Joel chapter 1 to chapter 3. Our memory verse is taken from Isaiah 60 verse 1. Isaiah 60 verse 1, which says, Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Our Bible reading is taken from 1 Kings chapter 17. From verse 17 to 24. 1 Kings chapter 17, from verse 17 to 24. From verse 17 it reads, Sometime later the son of the woman who owned the house became ill. It grew worse and worse and finally stopped breathing. She said to Elijah, What do you have against me, man of God? Did you come to remind me of my sin and kill my son? Give me your son. Elijah replied, He took him from her arms, carried him to the upper room where he was staying, and laid him on his bed. Then he cried out to the Lord, Lord my God, have you brought tragedy even on this widow I am staying with by causing her to die? Then he stretched himself out on the boy 3 times and cried out to the Lord, Lord my God, let this boy's life return to him. The Lord heard Elijah's cry, and the boy's life returned to him, and he lived. Elijah picked up the child and carried him down from the room into the house. He gave him to his mother and said, Look, your son is alive. Then the woman said to Elijah, Now I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord is from your mouth, and it is true. May God bless the reading and hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Once again, our topic is God can make you a solution. Our manual today reads, Every day people see problems that they wish they could do something about. What if God could use you to bring a solution to every problem you encounter, or make you a solution to that lingering issue in your family? If something terrible happens in your neighborhood, can you say a simple prayer that will affect a change such that the people who were in sorrow will start rejoicing? When the widow of one of the sons of the prophets came to Elisha because of her debt problem, she didn't return home the same. Elisha opened her eyes to see that the problem she desperately needed was in her house. He showed her the secret to getting out of debt and living a financially independent life, like we see in 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 1 to 7. Sometimes becoming a solution to another person's problem is not by giving them money, but by opening their eyes to see what they have never paid attention to, empowering them with the correct knowledge and information to live a bondage-free life. Jesus said, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Like we see in John chapter 8, verse 32. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Like we see in John 14, verse 6. And the ultimate way to help people with problems is to introduce him to them. In today's Bible reading, when the son of the widow died, she didn't return to the king for help. Instead, she turned to Elijah, and God used him to raise a dead son. If such a thing happened around you, do you have the capacity for God to provide such a solution through you? You may say, "Oh, I am not a prophet like Elijah." However, there is a record in the scripture that only ordained ministers of God can perform miracles. Mark 16 from verse 17 to 18 says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and they shall drink, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Jesus is the ultimate solution to every problem, and he has given those who believe in him the authority to perform signs and wonders in his name. To do this, however, you must exercise your spirit more than your flesh. Beloved, be the kind of believer who studies the Bible and prays regularly. When you are such, then God will make you a solution to the problem of many people around you. Today's Open Heaven comes to the key point that says, when you fellowship with Jesus, the ultimate solution, it will make you a solution to problems around you. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.priestpalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Sit on www.priestpalaceradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned, and thanks for joining us till you hear my voice again and to be gathered for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Have a beautiful day today. Bye bye.